And from the Netherlands, we go north now to Iceland and the music of the pop musician Björk.
One breath away from Mother Oceania.
Björk wrote that song, Oceania, specifically for the Athens Olympics. She performed it at the opening ceremonies. Björk says, Oceania is a song from the ocean, which is singing to all the athletes of the world who are connected by it. We know that's what Björk meant with this song because she told Chris DeRitas, and he told us. Chris is a public radio DJ. He also does music for movies and interviews for iTunes, which sent him to Iceland a month ago to talk with Björk about her new album. While he was there, Chris listened to many other artists as well. Iceland feels like an odd place to find so much innovation, he told me last week, but there it is. Musicians like Sigurdur Nielsdóttir, an older woman who didn't even become a musician until she was widowed.
And for her 70th birthday, her kids, her daughters, bought her a Casio. She had been fiddling around with a pump organ since her husband and her had split up. And she had been making some recordings with a pump organ, but on her 70th birthday, her daughters bought her a Casio, and she started unloading melodies that she'd been hearing in her head for years. She had told her family that she had 240 melodies in her head that she just had to get out. So she started doing that. She started recording in her living room into a cassette deck that she had in her house.
And this is what they sound like on, I guess, the second CD she released.
Yeah, the second cassette that she had made is about... This is what we're about to hear. Yeah. This is called Bila Tvist, and she wrote it for her son-in-law. Tvist is apparently a double meaning. It means twist, you know, like the music, the twist, but it also apparently in Iceland means a sort of hand cleanser when you work on a car engine, you wash your hands with this, and he's a truck driver, so she wrote this song for him, Bila Tvist.
So she's making these recordings, and somehow they're released as CDs, and she becomes, what, a popular hit in Iceland?
Yeah, she started recording these just for her friends and family on her home cassette recorder, and she was passing out cassette tape. She'd make 50 copies and she'd end up giving them all away. And she had gone to Brazil on a trip and met a singer down there who fell in love with her recordings and wanted to release them on her own album in Brazil. So Sigurdur was so impressed that somebody would want to release her music that she thought, I could release my music. So she actually took her cassettes down to a CD manufacturing plant in Reykjavik and had some CDs pressed up and then went on her own to a local record store in Reykjavik, and they agreed to carry them. And they became wholly embraced by the artistic community in Reykjavik. Everybody from Björk to Sigur Rós to all these really progressive and amazing Icelandic bands started to embrace her music as a new voice in Icelandic song. She's 74 now, and she has 36 CDs released over the last 2 years.
And this is from number 36, so this is what she sounds like today.
Yeah, this is brand new. You know, the quality of the recordings is not that much improved. But there's something endearing about the way she's recording these. She initially started just holding up a microphone next to her pump organ while she was pumping the organ and singing. And then she got a little more high-tech and started plugging the Casio, the new Casio she got, into the tape deck directly.
Yeah.
But it's still into a cassette that's then being transferred to a CD. So there's still this...
No one would record like that today.
No. Yeah, it's completely analog. But it gives it a charm that's almost like an old 78. It just, to me, when I hear her music, it says a couple of things. It says, it's never too late to do what you and your heart feel you gotta do. But it also says to me that when there's something genius going on in the world, when there's a real creative fire blazing somewhere in somebody and it's being realized in the form of, you know, writings or music or whatever, it's going to find a way out. It's going to find its way out into the universe, and it'll bubble up and reach an audience.
DJ and music man Chris DeRitas. For more information about how to find Sigurdur Nielsdottir's music, you can go to our website at npr.org.